Well, just ends like that. It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is Ron Sanchez on the snowy Friday afternoon, post-Thanksgiving day. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley. I'll be here for 3 hours. I'll find some very brand new stuff. A bunch of new things in the bag. That's usually the story. But it was record store day today, too. Black Friday record store day. And there's a couple of nice things. It wasn't the most jam-packed, exciting one, but it was turned up some good music. And that's what it's all about. Not collectibles, music. I only buy music. I don't buy collectibles. That's no fun. Okay, let me take care of the biz and can just press on. KGLT is supported in part by Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering furniture, hardwoods, slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumberyard located just south of Four Corners, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, online at mtreclaim.com. JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm, helping clients improve their bottom line with customer software and web design. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And Woods Rose Market and Garden Center open year-round, offering seasonal produce, local meats, organic bulk goods, earth-friendly gardening supplies, and gift baskets. Christmas trees and wreaths available in December. Located on Highway 10 in Livingston. Online at woodsrosemarket.com. Okay, there you go. Quick look at the weather for today. It says for Bozeman, cloudy with snow showers and cold. And it is. It's about 12 degrees out right now. And snow, light snow blowing. Tonight, 2 to 4 inches of snow. Yay. With a low of 10. And tomorrow, morning flurry, cloudy and cold. With looking at a high of 18 tomorrow. A low of 1 Saturday night. So keep track of dogs and cats and yourselves. Expect the same around the area. I think it's winter again. It's nice to have some winter here for Thanksgiving. Makes it seem like a holiday. That sort of windy day the other day was pretty brutal. So Wednesday, that cruel east wind blowing through you. So it goes. That's what we get. It keeps the amateurs out, does it? No, not really. Around Town is brought to you by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman West and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's record store day at Cactus Records. 'Twas the night before Christmas is at the Emerson. Bozeman Film Society presents Western Stars at the Ellen. The Bright Slide is at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. Nathan North performs at Norris Hot Springs. Verge After Dark is at the Verge Theater. Snow Ghost author Kyle Steiner is at Barnes & Noble. And the AIDS Outreach Red Ribbon Ball is at the Rialto. In Livingston, the Odd Couple is at the Blue Slipper Theater. Band of Drifters is at the Murray, and 10 Years Gone plays at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, it's Cow Tipping Comedy Night at the Myrna. It's Black Friday at the Montana Historical Museum Store. Home for the Holidays is at the Original Governor's Mansion, and Headwaters plays at the Staggering Ox. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, I'm moving slow today. You know, can't help it after Thanksgiving. I cooked a big dinner. I bet some of you did too. And had the family over. And had a good time. But I was up bright and early yesterday and today. Because I didn't have any other time to get the show together except at 5 o'clock this morning. Or starting at 5 o'clock this morning. Hope you're all well. I hope, I know a lot of people have the day off today. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. So I know I have some friends laying on the couch, dialed in here, there, and everywhere. And for all your work, and well, I'll get you through the last few hours of the week as best I can. So this one seemed appropriate. This is one of those rare months, like February 30th or Daylight Savings Time, where there's a mysterious day or hour. This is the mysterious third Friday show of the month. So Who from their fabulous album, Who Sell Out? A big change in direction for them. These are their first really unified album. They did just a flat out debut, My Generation. And then a transition album, Quick One, which is a little bit of the pop singles and the first mini rock opera. But Who Sell Out was a conceptual album and it really worked. One would have come out just about this time in 1967, so some years ago, 52 years ago, and I know it perked all our ears up. And I don't think they played much of it live. They played Relax. Tattoo they played, and I Can See for Miles a little bit, and Very Well too. Getting started there with some favorites. West Bruce and Lang featuring Jack Bruce at the top. from their second studio album, Whatever Turns You On. You heard November Song. That's the same songwriting team. Pete Brown and Jack Bruce that did the Cream records and Jack's solo albums. Doing very well. The standout songs on those two Wes Bruce and Lang albums are the Jack Bruce songs. Pretty Things from their concept opera album, Parachute. You heard Grass. And the Pretty Things just this year, I believe, did a few gigs, and that was it. They're calling it quits on stage, at least. But they've been doing it for a long, long time, so fair enough. And they were still sounding great right up to the end. I think there's some sort of live recording of that farewell show. Dave Gilmour playing with them and some other big names, I believe. Keep an eye out for that if you're a fan. And finish up with The Who from that deluxe version of Who Sold Out, mono and stereo, all the outtakes, alternate mixes. They did a really nice job on that one, finally. It's tough. You know, people reissue records and they monkey with them. And they don't find all the parts, and then they have to do it again and again. And I'm just complaining. I bought something the other day for the fourth time. And Yardbirds Live, which I'll be playing a little bit later. It gets tedious, but for some of us, that's our fate. 24 after the hour of 3. Looks gray and cold. The weather's really socking in. It'll be Uncle Duke in for Rune Vandewey. And either of those guys are going to have to face some weather driving here. But we'll have Duke in, and he's a professional winter weather driver because he's got to get to the hill. He knows how to deal and never complains. Right?
Right.
Hi, I'm Casey Foley, owner of Beehive Basin Brewery, located in the Big Sky Town Center. And we want to welcome KGLT 91.9 FM to Big Sky with a pint night on Wednesday, December 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll be serving up great microbrews from our 7-barrel brewing system, and one buck of beer is going to KGLT.
And I'm KGLT's general manager, Craig Clark. The staff and friends of KGLT and all the DJs are really excited to be at 91.9 FM in Big Sky and can't wait to meet you at the pint night at Beehive Basin Brewery at the town center. Thanks, Casey, for your warm welcome.
See you all Wednesday, December 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Beehive Basin Brewery in Big Sky. We'll be posting the event on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get down there. I don't drive at night, and I don't drive in the snow, so I depend on the kindness of strangers and friends. So we'll see what's up. It's a great place down there, Beehive. Actually, it's a brother of a friend of ours. It's one of the proprietors, and it's a nice place, and it's fantastic to be in Big Sky, finally. People have been waiting for us to get there for a long time, and we've been waiting a long time to have a signal there. So there you go. Have I something ready? Yes. When I was in New York a month and a half ago or so, I stopped at a record store and picked up this record, and I just could not remember if I had it or not. Because this artist has a lot of records. And I bought it still, and guess what? I didn't have it, so I was really thrilled. And I mentioned that to a friend of mine. He said he has the same problem. He really hasn't mapped out the Pearls Before Swine Tom Rapp catalog to know what's missing. So this is new to me.
My father was a rocket man. He often went to Jupiter or Mercury, to Venus or to Mars. My mother and I would watch the sky and wonder if a falling star was a ship becoming ashes with a rocket man inside. My mother and I never went out unless the sky was cloudy or the sun was blotted out. Or to escape the pain, we only went out when it rained. sky beyond the sky, and on my mother's face, as lonely as the world in space, I could read the silent cry that if my father fell into a star, we must not look upon that star again. My mother and I never went out unless the sky was cloudy or the sun was blotted out, or to escape the pain, we only went out when it rained. Tears are often jewel-like. My mother's went unnoticed by my father, for his jewels were the stars. And in my father's eyes, I knew he had to find in the sanctity of distance something brighter than a star. One day they told us the sun had flared and taken him inside. My mother and I never went out unless the sky was cloudy or the sun was blotted out, or to escape the pain, we only went out when it rained.
Let me see the sun around your
thank you. everything you want will be there. Someday I'll be there. I'm not moving.
my will. The room won't stand still. Five points of light, I am not moving.
That's it for that set.
That's nice.
Somebody else in the room?
I think we might have had that, yeah.
Yes, some Green Rays. From their new album, 5 Points of Light, you've heard, what's it called? Closer to Afar. Good one. I haven't played that one yet. And enjoy that. It's Martin G singing on that, playing guitar. I start off with Pearls Before Swine from the album The Use of Ashes. And that's that song's called Rocket Man. And listening to the words again close, it's a pretty dang good song. Tom Rapp was a very interesting character. The original Pearls Before Swine records came out in a very obscure label called ESP. And they had a Hieronymus Bosch illustration on the cover. So in the 60s they sort of threw me. I didn't quite know what they were about, and I sort of drifted into them later, and I saw Tom Rapp in London at the Tarastock Festival, and met him, and I was introduced to him and talked to him quite a bit and hung out. Really nice guy, total sweet guy. He made a lot of records, and this one's about half really great and half good. I think that's probably the ratio of most of the stuff. Totally enjoyable. And if you poke around in the used bin, you find his records pretty regularly. So I highly recommend anything by either Pearls Before Swine, which was a three-man group, or Tom Rapp, who also, I think he did some of the last Pearls Before Swine by himself and then launched into a solo career. Great stuff. Sand Pebbles from Melbourne, Australia, from their most recent album from about a year ago called Pleasure Maps. You heard Another Wish. Great band, too. Been enjoying their records for quite a few years. Heard the music from Bozeman, Jeff Arnson and company, doing Crystal Palace, one of Jeff's songs that he used to play with Racket Ship. But we stole it from him. And finished up with Green Ray. 350. That's blew out my my plan for the next set. Something quick, and I will get some more music in.
In the early 1900s, Albert Schlechten expressed his love for Southwest Montana and Yellowstone Park through photography. The Bozeman photographer spent over 30 years creating a series of glass plate images. Through December, the Museum of the Rockies presents Light on the Land, the photographs of Albert Schlechten, an exhibition featuring 40 Schlechten landscapes prepared by Steve Jackson, curator of art and photography at the museum. Light on the Land, the photographs of Albert Schlechten at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yes, I need to get up to that. I love this photography. Okay, it's hard to imagine in the new pile a Beatles record.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
One, two, three, four.